Hey everyone, welcome to the Hear Me Out Sis podcast. I'm your host, Maria Michelle. To the HMOS fam bam, thank you guys for returning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing. You guys know I love and appreciate you so, so much. To those that are new here, I truly hope and pray you enjoy this content just as much as I will enjoy creating it for you. Guys, I know it's been a month, but like I can explain, I've been fighting for my dear life. Like I've been sick. August has really rocked me. Like, damn, I had a lot going on. Like I was preparing for a lot of stuff, but other than that, I've also just been sick. Like, and during the time I was sick, I was like, damn, we actually need to be grateful for good health, because what was that? Like, I was even feeling like, God, if you're about to take me, just give me a hint so I can say bye to my people, because I really reached that point. I was sick, but like, I'm better now. And the crazy thing is my immune system isn't the greatest. So like, when I get sick, it's lethal. It's like me just hanging on for dear life. But I'm glad I'm in a better space. And I'm just glad I got through the sickness, to be honest, because yo, it was so crazy. Anyways, I hope you guys have been well at home. I hope you're taking care of yourselves. I hope you're exercising. I hope you're eating healthy. And most importantly, I hope you're staying prayed up. You know me, Team Jesus. I'm a Jesus girl, so I always encourage people to stay prayed up. I actually realized on the 16th of August, I was journaling and I was like, damn, it's been a year since I launched my podcast. And number one, I was filled with so much gratitude. And number two, I was filled with so much pride, because gratitude, obviously, because you guys have been listening and downloading. And I'm so grateful to each and every one of you who've listened, who's shared it, who's recommended it to a friend, a family, a workmate, whatever it is that you've done that involves elevating this podcast. I am extremely grateful. Thank you. I was also filled with pride because number one, I stepped out of my comfort zone. Like I stated in my trailer, I'm not a public person. Like I just don't like people seeing me. I don't like people hearing about me. I don't like people hearing from me. Like I like to be in my own bubble, you know? And when God called me to start this podcast, I wrestled with him for some time. I was like, God, I can't do this. And like, I'm just a small girl. Where am I going to start talking to people from? And like, what will I say, you know? And we wrestled for some time until I actually made peace with the calling. I was like, okay, God, I'm going to do what you've asked me to do. And here we are today. And I don't regret starting this podcast. It's also therapeutic for me, because I feel like I am venting in a healthy way, if I should say. So like, I feel like I'm talking, and like sometimes I just need to let out what's on my mind or what's in my heart, and I feel so much better after. Like usually after record, I feel so much lighter, and I just feel like I dropped some gems and like, you know, the vibes. Yeah, so like I'm really glad I started this podcast, and today's episode is just start, especially that it's been a year since I started this podcast. I said no better time to talk about this than now, because I just started. And to be honest, when I was starting my podcast, I ordered a mic from XX and Y, but then it came and it wasn't working. But by the time I received it, I was traveling, so I couldn't even return it, and blah, it was a whole thing. So basically, I didn't have a mic, and for some time, I was using my phone. And this is me. I'm telling you this so that you understand that sometimes you don't need all the tools and all the resources to start whatever it is that you need to start. Do with what you have. Like sometimes you only have a bit of money and you can only buy this to start your business. Go ahead. You don't need everything, and everything falls into place with time. And another thing that really encouraged me, like when I was actually not even when I was starting my podcast, mid podcast, I started feeling very discouraged and I was feeling tired. I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But then I read Philippians 1 verse 6 and it said, I'm certain that God who began the good work within you will continue his work until he'll carry you to completion, basically. And God has carried me through this podcast, to be honest. And he will carry you through that business. He will carry you through that proposal. He will carry you through that job. He will carry you through whatever it is that you want, that you're set out to do. So just start. Like, and as human beings, we worry a lot. We want things to fall into place. If you're a perfectionist, you want everything to be in order and blah, blah, blah. But sometimes it don't be like that. You know, you just have to start. Like, even with all the imperfections, even with all the failures, even with all the struggles, that's how people flourish. I don't think there's any successful person who can tell you they didn't fail at some point or everything just fell into place for them. Nah, you gotta start somewhere. Start with the little that you have. So to anybody who wants to start that business, start. To anybody who wants to start creating content, start. Like, there's enough room for everybody. There's enough sunshine for everybody. So another thing, people look at other people and be like, but someone else is already doing it. So what? You can be a different person and be unique and just start. So starting my podcast for me was also very, I was growing, but I was uncomfortable. I'm still growing, obviously. But like, it's very uncomfortable. And sometimes for you to start that thing, you need to step out of your comfort zone. I like to be in my shell, to be honest. I just, yeah, if you know me personally, you know, like, okay, yeah, this girl, I do yappa yappa a lot when I'm with people that I'm close to and very comfortable with. But like, in general, I just don't like, I don't really like people like that. Not in a bad way, but like, I think my social battery is consistently low now that I'm older. I think I socialized a lot when I was younger, and now I just, like, in my early 20s, I was really that social butterfly, and I'd go to chills, and I would, like, I just had a lot of energy. But now that I've grown older, I just do a lot of reflecting, and just, like, I like to be alone, to be quite honest. Like, even getting me out of the house is a drag. Like, if it wasn't for my job, guys, I don't even think I'd be outside. Like, I'll just order everything that I needed and, like, good internet in the house and I'm grand. But, like, obviously, growth and you stepping out of your comfort zone is very, very important. And like, since GU's channel is called Uncomfortable Growth, growth is not supposed to be comfortable. It's a change. It's you getting used to something different. It's you trying out different. It will never be comfortable. If it is, then I don't know, you're special. But like, growth is never comfortable. And yeah, just that. Anyway, let me not talk so much, just start. And I'm the perfect example. Like I just explained, I started my podcast using my phone. I didn't even know where I was gonna start from, and I kid you not, the day I launched my podcast, I was just trying. I didn't even know how to launch one. I went on YouTube, they were just like, no, go to RSS feed, what, do this, download that, upload this. And I was just trying, and I gave it a shot the first time, and next thing I saw, thank you, your podcast is now on Apple Podcasts. And I'm just like, I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just trying and it was up there. That's why I'm saying sometimes you don't need to have it all figured out. Obviously, you need to do your research and all that stuff. But like, when God has called you to do something, he will carry you. He will give you the wisdom. He will send all the help that you need. Just start. So don't. Another thing that human beings have is just looking down on themselves, or like, what's the perfect word? I think it's also just not believing in yourself, like a lack of a better term. They don't believe in themselves, so it's full of self-doubt. Yeah, like it's just always like, I don't think I can do this, but what if I try and it fails? But, and two words that I hate, what if? Because usually when what if, it's a negative. You're looking at it from a negative perspective. What if I fail? Okay, but what if you don't? What if your business blows? What if you start that content and all these brands are asking to work with you? Like, what if? I think what and if should be combined in a positive manner. Like, what if you do this and it actually works out? What if you actually live your dream life? What if you actually do everything that you wanted to do? So, like, for me, I've really struggled with stepping out of my comfort zone, but like, I've tried to be more optimistic. Like, what if this happens? And what if this happens? And like, sometimes I receive random messages from people that I don't even know saying, your podcast has really gotten me through this, and I love listening to you. And those things are the what ifs in a positive manner. Like, what if you actually change somebody's life? What if you help someone? You know, what if your business could influence so many people? And it would, like, bro, you know, there's no limit to what you can do, what you can achieve. Like, literally, you are capable of achieving anything that you set your mind to. So just start. I know a lot of people doubt, a lot of people are scared, a lot of people just like self-doubt and anxiety. What if all that? No, just start. The Lord will carry you through. And always pray before you execute something. Like, I every time I record, actually, before I record every episode, I do pray. I'm like, God, give me the wisdom to say the right things and also just carry me through. You called me to do this and now I'm here being an obedient servant. Please carry me through this because this is a project that is from you. And obviously, I'm not doing it by my own strength. It's through the Lord, obviously. So every time I do record an episode, I be praying. I'm like, God, carry me through this. Help me to speak to people in a manner that you would want me to and in a manner that would be pleasing to you, you know. So yeah, just start, pray before you start and ask God to carry you through. And another thing, when you do start, you're not guaranteed smooth sailing. Guys, it's hard, entrepreneurship, whatever you're going to do. Like, sometimes you have really, really bad days and it's very discouraging and you feel like giving up. But like, there ain't no rainbow without the rain, okay? So yeah, you have to go through some things in order to get to where you want to be and in order to see your business grow and in order, like, you have to break your back, you have to sacrifice a lot. It's a lot, but just start. That's basically my message today. Just start. Stop doubting yourself. You are capable. If God has planted that idea or that whatever it is in your heart, he knows why he's done that and he knows your potential, you know? Like the Bible says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it's plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future. So God wants to see you win, you know. He knows the plans he has for you. So just put everything into the Lord's hands, whatever it is. Submit your plans to the Lord and you will succeed. I think that's Proverbs 16 verse 3, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, so I'm speaking from a place of experience, especially with this podcast. That's a perfect example. And there's a couple of other things that I just started and I was really like, wow, sometimes you just need to take that leap of faith, you know. Not everything is in order, but like, God, I trust you and I trust you carry me through this. So yeah, if you're doubting, stop it. Just start. And don't allow the devil to feed you all these negative thoughts like, no, you're not worthy. You can't do this. You are worthy. And we actually pray to God. I saw a post. We don't pray to God because we're sinners or whatever. We pray because of who he is. You know, like God wants you in the rawest form. Like even after sinning, even what? He's a merciful God. So yeah, take it to the Lord in prayer. Just start. And yeah, this is actually going to be a brief episode. I've actually got a couple of episodes coming up. I'll drop them as soon as possible. I'm not playing this time. I've been off the radar for a bit, so I'll drop. But I'm going to be talking about forgiveness in my next episode. And I'll also be talking about like a 9-to-5 and entrepreneurship. But for that one, I really want to have an entrepreneur or someone who like transitioned from a 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship and yada yada, and just to talk about all of that stuff. And I do have a couple of cool guests coming to this podcast, but yeah, all in due time, and I'll announce everything as we go on. But yeah, guys, just start. That's the message of the day. Just start. Like Nike says, just do it. Just start. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say for today. Another thing I always forget to ask you guys, please rate my podcast. Like after listening, just go put them stars. Like please, please, please. That would go a long way. And yeah, that's it for me. I am about to go binge some series. I'm so excited. But yeah, guys, stay blessed. Always pray and remember God loves you. And I hope good things happen to you. Love and light. Bye.